On the KSRO live line with us. He's been very busy of late. Assemblyman Jim Wood is here. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am well, but then I didn't have to be in attendance for the most recent Wildfire Preparedness Conference Committee yesterday. How did it go?
I think it went well. We're focusing on some things that I think are really, really critical to us in the long run, and that's fire prevention and protection, and how we make people safer and how we protect people. And that's, all the other issues that are so important. But if we don't get to this one and help prevent future fires, we really let California down.
Well, there's literally just too much dead wood in our forest system throughout California. And how might we go about rectifying that problem?
Well, I think that working with folks at Cal Fire, working with a variety of different folks, I think there are ways to come up with plans. The Cal Fire recently has awarded a number of grants for property owners to actually do some of this needed work. The challenge is we need an ongoing source of revenue for this. We cannot do this with just a shot in the arm every 5 years.
Yeah.
Doesn't work.
Yeah, it's going to have to be a part of every year's activity, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And that's been a frustration for myself and others working on this issue. And we had a bill that called for over $200 million a year from the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund, which is independent of the state budget. So it's a source that if we have a downturn in the economy, it's not going to be affected. And unfortunately, even one of my own committees whittled it down to a one-year deal, and that just doesn't work.
That doesn't work. It's not a one-year issue.
No. And so for me, one of the big takeaways yesterday was the Natural Resources Secretary John Laird and Cal Fire Chief Ken Timlott acknowledged publicly this will require a long-term investment for a long-term solution. And that's important to hear that from the administration.
Does that mean it's going to eventually come out of taxpayers' pockets?
I think if we are able to get this out of the greenhouse gas reduction funds that are overseen by the Air Resources Board, that actually comes out of folks that have actually been paying into an existing system. And that is not necessarily taxpayer money. It's coming out of the pockets of businesses.
Right. That's a slightly different issue in any case. What about things like, Jim, the California Conservation Corps and some of the inmate services that we've seen along the fire lines now, but that are also available in terms of participating in forestry management?
Well, I think they're great resources. I mean, CCC was so amazing with us, helping in the Mark West, particularly like in the Mark West Springs area and Mark West Watershed area. And so the more we can engage with folks who have experience on the ground, the better. But they don't work for free either. And so that's why this continuous source of revenue is so critical.
Yeah. And I wonder, too, if you've been able to address the personal responsibility aspect of this kind of management. I mean, obviously, the big nut to crack are the entire forest areas, but also, for homeowners to take personal responsibility in terms of making their own areas, no matter how much acreage they have, more susceptible to or less susceptible, I should say, to wildfires in general and the need for protection, specifically.
Well, yeah, and that may not be popular with some landowners. I don't think people don't always like to be told what to do with their land.
No, they don't.
But if you're endangering your neighbor, I think you have an obligation to mitigate that danger to your neighbor and your neighborhood. And so City of Santa Rosa has now got a pretty strict ordinance, and they're working hard to enforce it. There are lots of rules on the books. It's the enforcement aspect that's a challenge. And so part of what I hope for is if we get the resources on an ongoing basis, that we give those resources in part to cities and counties for them to be able to enforce some of the laws that are already on the books. And I think that would go a long way towards making things safer.
Are you still on the receiving end, Jim, of some of the legislators in California and in Sacramento who say, well, you know, we understand that it's a big deal, this whole fire thing, but it's not really our deal?
Well, I think we're seeing less of that. I mean, with the Holy Fire down in Orange, you know, in Riverside County, the Idle wildfire, I think people are saying, oh, yeah, it's not just a Northern California thing anymore. And so I think with that comes opportunities to collaborate. And the more people we can get on in our column, the better, the more successful we're going to be. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would think that over the course of the last 2 or 3 months that there have been minds, if not changed, at least altered with regard to who is at risk in California because of wildfires.
Yeah, we're definitely seeing that. You know, I can't tell you, my colleagues have been great. You know, they recognize that the Mendocino complex started in our assembly district, and they see what happened in the Carr fire, and they're seeing these other fires. And so they realized, you know, when after the October fires and we got here, you know, we talked about the fires a little bit. And then, you know, with the exception of those of us who are actually really directly involved, some of the conversations died down. But those have not died down now, and they are very active, and people get it. And I'm very encouraged about that. This is a big opportunity, I think, for us to make California safer.
We're on the line with Assemblyman Jim Wood from Healdsburg. And Jim, I know between your time here at home and your time in Sacramento, you've spent a lot of time with firefighters and fire chiefs. And I know that, like us, your, you know, heart just has to be breaking for the loss of life for firefighters throughout the course of the last couple of months. And now just, you know, within the last 48 hours, you know, firefighter from Utah passing away, yeah, fighting the Mendocino complex fires. It's just tragic.
It's terribly tragic. And, you know, I saw that and my heart just sank. You know,
yeah.
I thought, you know, maybe we'll get out of this one without any, you know, major injuries or death. And then as these things always happen, it comes, you know, when you least expect it. And and I've seen firsthand, these guys work so hard, and they deserve so much gratitude, so much credit for the work they do. And my heart goes out when we lose a firefighter, they lose a brother, and
yep,
it really shakes them to the core.
Yeah. And now so many lost in the last couple of months in California in particular, way more than last year. It's not even comparable. And I know there's going to be later this morning or this afternoon, actually, they will be carrying and escorting the body of Battalion Chief Matthew Burchett from Ukiah down to the Sonoma County Airport. And I imagine there's going to be a lot of support along that route, too.
I'm sure there will. And I would be there if I could, honestly.
I know. I think we all would. As long as you stay off Highway 101. Don't, get on Airport Boulevard, and then you can cheer and clap, yeah, and support all you want. That would be good. Next meeting for the Wildfire Preparedness Committee?
I believe it's tomorrow. That's been the plan. And I'll be honest with you, I haven't seen the agenda. I've been so focused on the meeting we had yesterday on prevention and how we can get funding for that, I know we've got a meeting tomorrow, and today's only Wednesday, and that's a light year away. So when I see that agenda, we'll focus on the next part of this.
I can understand that. And the hard work in Sacramento done by our local leaders, another reason why we asked Assemblyman Jim Wood to be one of our heroes during the Heroes of October golf tournament on October 1st. And thank you for saying yes to that, sir.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much for asking. And it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and feel free to call anytime.
Good. Let's do that next week, as a matter of fact. That is Assemblyman Jim Wood of Healdsburg, and he is a part of the Wildfire Preparedness Committee in Sacramento, and another meeting next week, and the shift yesterday to preparedness as opposed to wildfire liability. And obviously both of those parts of the equation very important to us.